Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Well, the challenge does continue. Ryan Cleveland is here with details on the Cereal Box Challenge. Ryan, it's good to see you. Good morning.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you today?
Doing great. So the Cereal Box Challenge is off and running. How did things go? We got to get an update from you. How did things go at Food Basics Stratford?
Jamie, thanks for asking. It was truly unbelievable. I'm still in shock. It was an unbelievable success story. This community came together, they donated again. You have no idea. I can't wait to share the total number of cereal boxes that we're going to be donating to both the Stratford House of Blessing Food Bank and the Salvation Army of Stratford.
Oh, so that is awesome. So that was, that was last weekend. So again, remind us what your target is of how many boxes of cereal that you're hoping to collect. I don't imagine you've hit target just yet, but I know you're well on your way.
Yeah, Jamie, thanks again for asking. We are slowly getting there. It is an ambitious target. Originally, our goal was 324 boxes of cereal. However, thanks to Constable Darren Fisher and his team and this community for donating 339 boxes of cereal to the Stratford Police Service and the Stratford Fire Department Challenge, our goal has changed. Our goal now is 340 boxes of cereal. We want to take this friendly challenge. We want to beat the Stratford Police Station and the Fire Department. Combined total of 340 boxes of cereal will take the lead. It's a very ambitious target. It's critical and it's vital that we do that for the community. And we are going to do everything in our power to meet that target of 340 boxes of cereal for both, like I said, the Stratford House of Blessing and the Salvation Army. Jamie.
All right, we're chatting with Ryan Cleveland about the Cereal Box Challenge. So this has been with the Stratford Festival, who have taken up the challenge. And again, when is this all going to wrap up? It's well underway, but when's it wrapping up?
Yeah, Jamie, great question. Thanks. I'm sure the listeners want to know that as well. The festival challenge wraps up this coming Monday, September 16th, 2024, okay, with a count and details to follow. In terms of who we challenge next, I don't think I'm at liberty to announce that exciting news yet.
Early days.
Yeah. Our team is considering all options. Every day we are contemplating and carefully considering who we will extend the invitation to accept our challenge. I can tell you it has been an honor for the Stratford Festival to accept and participate in this local, critical, and vital friendly challenge, Jamie.
That is awesome. So again, Ryan, congratulations to you and everyone involved with the Stratford Festival challenge, with the Cereal Box Challenge that was taken up with the Stratford Police Service and Stratford Fire Department. And again, we're proud to be having you on the air to chat about this. We appreciate your time for something like this, and again, for keeping us in the loop. Again, there's more details to come. Again, it's for Stratford House of Blessing and Salvation Army Food Bank. That's the great thing about this challenge for sure.
Jamie, absolutely. It has been a pleasure to have the local radio stations, both 107.1 CJCS and 107.7 Today FM involved. Local radio works. We saw that this past weekend at Food Basics when the citizens of this community came out to Food Basics and said, "We heard you on the radio. We wanted to come out and support this friendly challenge." The people got involved because they listened to local radio. You guys have been a part of our success, and we want to make sure that both radio stations understand that they were a vital part of our success. So thank you guys for your time, and thank you for having us in studio this past week.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Ryan. Absolutely. So again, you have spotlighted some donors last time we chatted. Any new donors or any donors you want to spotlight?
Jamie, absolutely. I would like to take a second. I would like to say, before I give a shout out to those people, we are still receiving calls and emails from local businesses and citizens. They're contacting me, Ryan Cleveland, at ryan-cleveland@hotmail.com, or they can call my cell phone at 519-274-9466. They're asking, how can they donate? Where can they drop this stuff off? I would be more than happy to help them. I'll pick that stuff up. If there are any companies, any individuals that want to make a donation before Monday, please do reach out to me, ryan-cleveland@hotmail.com, or again, my phone number, 519-274-9466. Jamie, a huge thank you to Greg Smith and staff at Stratford Food Basics, Scott Savage at Giant Tiger Stratford, Craig and Jess No Frills in Stratford, Deb, Debbie Hoyt, the Best Western Plus, the Arden Park Hotel. They gave generous, meaningful donations, and these donations are not only generous, but they're kind. They show the humanity side. I would like to share one piece of very exciting news with you.
Okay,
we are thrilled to share with you some exciting news. IATSE Local 357 in Stratford has made a donation of $1,000.
Ho!
Wow.
This is very, very kind and generous donation. We cannot thank IATSE Local 357 enough. This $1,000 donation is very much appreciated. It is going to help and support the local food banks in our community. And I am beyond grateful to Local 357. Those folks, to come up with a donation like that, that is absolutely huge. And I don't know what else to say, but thank you. Jamie, again, that's $1,000.
Yeah, that is absolutely incredible. And as you mentioned, it's the cereal box challenge, but you can make cash donations or you can make donations of non-perishable food items. It doesn't necessarily have to be cereal boxes, although that's the great focus of this. There's so many people to thank. Any other individuals you want to thank there, Ryan?
Yeah, Jamie, yes, I would. I would like to personally thank the following for their remarkable, their exemplary, their extraordinary, outstanding donations. Lindsay and Andrew Taylor Reynolds, Angela and Rob Rollman, and Dennis. Dennis is a legend in his own mind. Dennis DeRosier. All of these individuals made very significant donations and provided much needed products beyond the scope of the cereal box challenge. The above mentioned went above and beyond. They understand the need for humanity, compassion, and selflessness. Jamie, I'm not sure if I should share this detail, but here you go.
Okay, lay it on us.
Jamie, Dennis DeRosier spent between $600 and $700 on cereal and non-perishable food items.
Oh my gosh.
Dennis deserves a shout out and a gold star. After what this man has done for the community food bank this past weekend, I'd crawl over broken glass to help this man. Dennis, thank you. And to Emily Taylor and Chris Evans, thanks for the Dr. Pepper and the Kit Kat. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Jamie, I hear you laughing. We were out. We were trying to bring those donations in. We were very vocal at Food Basics. We did ask people for donations. Emily and Chris both walked up and they said, "We've got a Dr. Pepper and a Kit Kat for you. You must need a drink and you must need a break by now." And that just made me laugh. That made my day. And people in this community really do care, Jamie.
Absolutely. That sounds great. That's what it's all about right there. This community steps up. Ryan Cleveland with the Cereal Box Challenge. Any other final thoughts, Ryan? We should remind people the deadline is coming up this Monday, but any final thoughts there?
Jamie, thank you. Let's go with this. Greg Smith and the staff at Stratford Food Basics, they have made this Cereal Box Challenge an absolute success, so kudos to them. This would not have been possible without the support of Greg Smith and all the hardworking staff at Food Basics. For anyone listening wanting to make a donation, whether it's cash, cereal, non-perishables, I urge you to contact me, Ryan Cleveland, at ryan-cleveland@hotmail.com or on my personal cell phone at 519-274-9466. I would be more than happy to pick up any of those items anybody's willing to donate. I want to thank everyone in the Stratford community and surrounding areas who has already donated and is supporting this challenge. The citizens and the folks that are contributing and donating really are the heroes for getting out. They're getting involved. They're participating. They're showing their support with their generous, vital, critical, much-needed donations. Jamie, I couldn't be more proud of this community, and I thank everyone who's been involved. Thank you.
And thank you, Ryan Cleveland, for your enthusiasm, for your energy with something like this, with the Cereal Box Challenge with Stratford Festival. Again, we'll share the details and links. Still a chance to make a donation for the Cereal Box Challenge with Stratford Festival. It does wrap up this Monday. Of course, we'll share all the info at mystratfordnow.com. Ryan Cleveland. Ryan, thanks so much. Well done, my friend.